Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Sky. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for landing with the flight attendant on Sky.
Today FM.
So, Rachel Blackmore, unbelievable. Were you watching it on Friday or Saturday afternoon? The Grand National, just unbelievable the way she did it. Jet all the way, and then suddenly Manila Times comes in there. Rachel Blackmore, fair play to her. What a 2021 she has had. Unbelievable stuff altogether. And the president, our president, President Michael D. Higgins, he was watching. Michael D., what can you say about Rachel Blackmore? What a woman, eh?
Well, yes, indeed. And what a race. And what a jockey. I must say, like the rest of Ireland, I was egging her on every step of the way. The greatest race in the world, Red Rum, Fine Even. The absolute history of the race.
Yeah.
And now an Irish person, an Irish woman. And like a lot of Irish people, I was literally, I don't know about you, Ian, but I was literally standing on my couch, beating myself with an imaginary whip. I mean, I was.
You're creating a great picture there, yeah.
Well, I was absolutely leathering into myself. And obviously, Sabina came into the room and said, what's going on?
What are you doing now?
Screaming with these imaginary whips. Well, there was nothing untoward going on, of course, but we needed this lift. And thank you, Rachel. And thank you so much for giving Ireland the lift.
I never knew you liked racing so much.
Well, as a youngster, I was approached about being a jockey on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
And I actually rode a couple of winners at Limerick Junction in 1958.
Oh, well, now there you go.
But anyway, in honour of Rachel, I wrote a poem in her honour.
Oh, very good. Well, you know what? It would be great to hear that. Maybe we don't have time right now, but maybe at the end of the year, when we're looking back or doing our own kind of... You know, we're fine. We've actually got a couple more people.
Sure?
Yes. Thank you very much, Uachtaráin.
Right.
We've got a few more people on the line, so we'll save it for some other time. Oh, I think Bertie Ahern is there as well. How are you, Bertie? I believe you actually backed Manila Times. Fair play to you.
Well, I did. I had a few bob on Manila Times, and it was a great weekend. And obviously Rachel Blackmore and the president has gone on, but I actually had her in a double with
Matsuyama.
The Japanese golfer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great day for Japan. But Rachel, of course, has done everybody proud, and I'd like to say congratulations to the trainer, of course, Henry the Brumhead,
yeah.
And congratulations to everybody in Waterford for that great result as well. So thanks.
Very good. Okay, well, listen, thanks, man. Katie Taylor's on the line as well. Ah, very good. Yeah, this is good. Katie, I know you're delighted for your fellow Irish woman, yeah?
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted for Rachel, I must say. I was cheering her on all the way, and she did an incredible job, and it was an amazing performance. And hopefully this might mean that people stop calling me when they're looking for their Irish female sports star on the radio and television bit, which actually gets quite annoying after a while. Like, if I get one more call from Des Cal, I'm going to personally go over to his house because it's outside me 5K, and I'm going to box the bleeding head off. And no, fair play to Rachel. She's done great for Ireland.